Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 16th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The ad industry body IAB Europe created the Transparency and Consent Framework, or TCF, in 2018 in the wake of GDPR to create a system for getting internet users' consent for targeting with behavioral ads. However, TechCrunch reports that, according to an investigation by the Belgian Data Protection Agency, TCF fails to comply with GDPR principles of transparency, fairness, and accountability, and also the lawfulness of processing. The investigation also found that TCF does not provide rules for processing special category data like health information or political affiliation while still processing the information. And IAB Europe itself has not appointed a data protection officer or created a register of its own data processing activities. This investigation was the result of complaints about using personal data in the real-time bidding process for ads, which has forwarded the investigation to Belgium's litigation chamber with an action expected in early 2021. After blocking links and images to a New York Post story regarding Hunter Biden for violating its hacked materials policy, Twitter announced a change to that policy and how the platform will enforce it going forward. The new policy will see Twitter only remove content if hacked material is posted by the attackers or those acting in concert with them, with all other content labeled by Twitter to provide additional context rather than blocking the links. Google announced it will migrate all existing Google Hangouts users to Google Chat next year. The company will also make Chat a free service rather than bundling it into paid workspace offerings. Chat will be available in Gmail and as a standalone app. Users migrating from Hangouts will retain conversations, contacts, and saved history. Initially, Chat and Hangouts will coexist. Then in Q2 2021, all workspace customers will be migrated to be Chat Preferred unless opted out by admins. In late 2021, Chat Preferred will be the default with no option to opt out. Google will provide at least 4 weeks' notice before each phase of the chat migration. Speaking to several investors and analysts, Ars Technica confirmed that GameStop will receive a percentage of the revenue from transactions, including game sales, made through Xbox consoles sold through its channels for the lifetime of the device. It's unclear how much of a percentage GameStop will receive, and if this extends to pre-owned consoles bought at other retailers and then resold by GameStop. Barnes & Noble confirmed it experienced unauthorized and unlawful access to certain Barnes & Noble corporate systems on October 10th, causing outages in Nook service and cash registers. Outages continued through Wednesday when Barnes & Noble acknowledged a system failure and added Thursday that it had no evidence customer data was exposed, but can't rule out the possibility yet. No financial data was exposed. Pfizer announced that it will likely submit its COVID-19 vaccine to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency approval in the third week of November, provided late-stage human trials continue to show its effectiveness. The company developing the vaccine with its German partner BioNTech says it will know the effectiveness of the trials by late October. To receive approval, Pfizer must demonstrate to the FDA that the vaccine is efficient, safe, and able to be produced at scale with high quality. Yahoo announced to users it will shut down Yahoo Groups on December 15, 2020. Yahoo suggests Facebook Groups, Nextdoor, Google Groups, and Groups.io as alternatives. Groups.io supports importing members from Yahoo Groups. Google announced it partnered with the Voting Information Project to update search and maps to show early voting locations and ballot drop boxes, as well as provide information on early voting locations and where to return mail-in ballots. Where information is not yet available, Google will point users to state and local election sites. Google Assistant will also soon display this information on phones and smart speakers. Apple updated its App Store policy to now let developers offer pre-sale of apps up to 180 days before they're scheduled to be released. Apple originally launched app pre-sales in the App Store in 2017 with a 90-day limit. Users still won't be charged for pre-sale apps until they're ready for download. Google announced that since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was able to update over 3 million business listings using its Duplex AI system that emulates natural conversations. Duplex in Google Assistant has also made over 1 million bookings, with 99% of Duplex calls being entirely automated. And finally, Google added a Hum to Search feature on the Google app and Google Assistant on iOS and Android, letting users identify a song by humming, whistling, or singing. Users can either select a song search button or ask, "What is this song?" then start humming. Google will display results based on the likelihood of a match. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.